This is Twit.
Article in The Verge from Tom Warren, who's saying something I've said for a long time. I wonder if you agree. Tom says, Apple has an iPad gesture dilemma. And
this is dead on.
I think so, too. When the iPhone 10 came out, I said, uh-oh, you got a problem because you have basically two different user interfaces. No home button on the iPhone 10. And actually, as I use it, I've become a real advocate of the iPhone 10's user interface. For one thing, I love the idea. Let me unlock it with my face. Come on. You know me. Come on. We've been friends for months. I love the swiping sideways to get to previous apps. Well, actually, I got to get in the home. So that really, to me,
is – I use it all the time.
And by the way, it's not obvious that you can do that, but it's once you see that, you don't even do the recent apps anymore. It's such an easy way to go back and forth between apps is to swipe at the bottom there.
Sometimes I'll go a ridiculous amount even. It's like I would have gotten there faster had I just gone to my home screen. But it's like swipe, swipe. There's just something very delightful about that. And I, you know, Leo, I think this is like on two fronts. You have a point there about iPhone 10's, I feel, brilliant gestural system versus iPad Pros. But also iPad Pro has its own gesture issues regardless of iPhone and iOS because – I remember when, again, my colleague Serenity Caldwell put out this huge guide on how to use all the fun new stuff. Yeah, there's all these.
When iOS 11 came out, the swiping up and the swiping over and they completely.
I still don't know how to do split screen practically.
I can't. You know, half the time I give up because it's when I'm supposed to drag this over here and wait a minute, that's not right. That's not what's supposed to happen. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then getting to recents. From swiping up like this, and the recents are changed. The control pen.
That's where control center is.
What the hell? You know, they moved everything. So yes, iOS 11 confused the heck out of iOS users, especially iPad users. And then they add the iPhone 10, which has a completely different model.
Control center up or down from the top right corner. Yeah, and so I do that all the time.
Yeah, ears matter when you're talking with an iPhone 10. The ears matter. You swipe down from the right ear on the notch. As you said, that's the control center. The left ear on the notch is something else.
Notifications and
where is it? Now it's not even working
because you don't have notifications. Right
I
now?
Must. I must. There you go. I have to. It was there unlocked or something. I don't know. Anyway, I just feel like yes. I mean, I could get used to one. Just pick one, Apple.
Please,
not three. One. Three's too much. So I predict. I don't know what Tom Warren thinks, but I think Apple at some point has to unify this, and is going to have to. But this is a challenge, right? Because the reason the iPhone 10 has that, it lost the home button.
Yeah,
and it has the notch. Without the notch, does the left ear right ear make sense? I don't know.
I think once you've learned that behavior, it. There can be a notch or not because there's still that little UI hint of the little line,
right.
But I think let's talk about, are we going to see an iPad that loses the home button? Because if we do, then we have to sort of go to the new gestural interface. And like I said, like we were both saying, I think it's way better. I want all of my devices to do it.
Lose the home button, you lose Touch ID. Does that mean you have to put Face ID on an iPad? Is there going to be a notch? You could see why this is a complicated thing for Apple. One would think a company like Apple would be planning ahead and unlikely to paint themselves into a corner, except that's exactly what they did with the Mac Pro and admitted. So it may be that they have inadvertently painted themselves into a corner, that they can't get rid of Touch ID on the iPad because they don't want to add Face ID to the iPad. They can't. If you put a fingerprint reader on the back, you're going to make a lot of people who use cases confused. I guess you could put a hole in the case. I don't know.
I think there's no reason not to add Face ID to an iPad. And the reason why I say that is because Face ID is more than just Face ID.
Here's the problem. I'll tell you why. I agree. There's a lot of advantages. But the iPad is routinely used both in portrait and horizontal mode. Where do you put the notch?
Aha. That's a good point. I guess it'd have to stay where it was, and they would have to do better about the
sideways face recognition.
It'd have to work in either mode.
They're going to have to invent sideways face recognition because you don't have bezels on the iPad. You don't have enough bezel on the top and the bottom to put it there, so you're going to have to put it where the camera is, right? That would be logical. Yeah. But then, as it stands now, if you try to do face recognition sideways on an iPhone 10, it doesn't work.
Correct. Now, I don't know what the exact sort of hardware / software limits are to that. If it's the dot projector, then in theory, they could just make it so that the dot projector worked in both modes, right, or maybe even had two dot projectors because they've got more room on an iPad. Who knows?
I bet they can do it. And by the way, there's enough bezel. You wouldn't have to have a notch on an iPad. You could just put the face stuff up here where the camera is right now. That'd be okay, right?
Yeah.
I would love to see the new UI, but remember, the iPad is all about this dock. I mean, are you ready in iOS, what is it going to be? I guess 11.4 to have another completely new interface on the iPad?
That's true. Is it time to already move on? Yeah, we just locked into this. That's a good point.
I mean, I think all of that considered, there may be a case made for the iPhone 10 UI to go back to the old. Oh, no, that's not going to work.
Mm-mm, not without a home button. What are we going to do? Because we're in charge of Apple. How are we going to make this work?
Thank God I'm not in charge of Apple, right? But I do think that Apple's painted themselves into a corner. And it's too bad because I do love the iPhone 10 UI. Maybe it only makes sense on a device of this size. That's probably the case. Apple's just going to go forward and have, really, they have, don't, in fact, they have three UIs because they have the Macintosh, they have iOS on the iPhone and iOS on the iPad. And at some point, I fully believe that Apple's going to get rid of macOS and make everything be iOS. And at that point, you really need to put more desktop-like capabilities in iOS for the iPad. And yeah. I think maybe you do see a fork in the road that continues between the iPhone and the iPad.
I want to see the depth sensing technology come to iPad. And so that's why I'm super pro advocate for the, iPad getting Face ID. Cause it's less about that for me. And it's the depth sensing stuff. I mean, we see now GarageBand, it's silly, but you can control certain things with the guitar and the piano using your face, using gestures with your face, because it uses the front facing camera on the iPhone. And those are things that make more sense on the iPad, in my opinion. And so I could see that very easily coming to the iPad. And with now we've got, this push more into education. There's so much like little kids, using their facial expression to control things on an iPad as they're learning, as they're maybe, going through a storybook or something like that, and the character in the book responds to the way that their face is moving. There's so many possibilities there that I think would be awesome on an iPad. And so those are the reasons that I want that technology to come to the iPad. And then, if I get similar controls so that I'm not swiping down from the top right corner of the iPad every time I'm trying to access Control Center, that'd be great too.